Good morning, everyone. I think we're getting all set up here.
Not yet.
Okay. I don't know what this is here. Okay? Are you ready? Well, you know, in the main service, Pastor Pat is preaching a series of messages. And the title of his messages is How We Are Wired.
Now,
is my mic on? You hear me? Okay. Okay. So he's talking about how we are wired as human beings. And he says we are wired with a soul and body and spirit. But when I came in here this morning, I found out that I'm all wired up. So I'm going to turn this one off so I don't hear a translation. So in this modern day, we have all kinds of wiring. I want to talk to you today about the Holy Spirit of God. And how God's Spirit desires to fill us all the way to our fullness. Actually, the message is filled to the brim. You know what the brim is? I was going to bring a cup with me for visual aid, but you know the top of a cup is the brim. Or glass. As we think of our soul this morning, I want us to think about how God wants to fill us right up to the fullest. Let's start by having the scriptures read today from Acts chapter 6. Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 8.
第一到第八节.
Okay.
使徒行传第六章第一到第八节. 那时门徒增多, 有说希利尼话的犹太人, 向希伯来人发怨言, 因为在每天的供应上, 忽略了他们的寡妇. 十二使徒叫众门徒来, 对他们说, 我们撇下神的道, 去管理饭食, 原是不合宜的。 所以弟兄们, 当从你们中间选出七个有好名声, 被圣灵充满, 智慧充足的人, 我们就派他们管理这事, 但我们要专心以祈祷, 传道为事。 大众都喜悦这话, 就拣选了史提法, 乃是大有信心, 圣灵充满的人, 又拣选腓力, 波罗哥罗, 尼加纳, 提门, 巴米拿, 并进犹太教的安提。 祭司信从了这道，史提凡满得恩惠能力，在民间行了大奇事和神迹。
In the scripture, it tells us that they were looking to find some people who were filled with the Holy Spirit who could serve the Lord.
在这章节里面，我们看到这些使徒们，他们希望找一些弟兄是被圣灵充满，能够服侍的人。
And their service to the Lord was not to be preachers or teachers or pastors.
他们要找的不是说要找教师或者说找牧师。
It was just to be people who were willing to serve one another and help one another out and do the ministry of caring for people.
而是他们想要找的就是能够侍奉的人，能够去关心别人的人。
And even in this area, they wanted them to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
就这么在这些事工上面，他们要这些事工是有被圣灵充满的。
Now let me back up a little bit by sharing with you some thoughts about this fullness of the Spirit as we see it in the Scriptures.
让我再就是再跟大家讲一下，就是说被圣灵完完全全充满这件事。
There are many terms that are used that are similar to being filled with the Spirit.
有很多的词语可以来讲，就是被圣灵充满。
Some call it dedication.
有一些是叫献奉献。
And some call it total consecration to the Lord.
有一些是就是说完完全全的那个献给神。
Others may use the term baptized in the Holy Spirit.
有一些是说洗礼。
And some would use the word sanctified.
有一些是讲成圣。
Some would use the word holiness.
有一些是讲圣洁。
Others would use the word the abundant life, the full life.
有一些是讲丰丰富富的人生生活。
And some may use the term fully surrendered to God.
有一些是讲说完完全全的顺服给神。
And others would use terms like the deeper walk with God.
有一些会用的词是你跟神同行。
But today we're calling it being filled with the Holy Spirit.
但今天我们是用这个被圣灵充满这个词。
All of those are wonderful terms that are used.
我刚刚讲的那些都是很好的。词语来描述这个被圣灵充满。
And they all have scriptural support and background. They all come right from the scriptures.
而且用的这些词其实都是从圣经的章节里面来的。
Let me be clear, first of all, that all of us are born again by the Holy Spirit.
让我再强调的一点就是说，我们是从圣灵里面重生。
Every Christian.Has the Holy Spirit in them.
每个基督徒都有圣灵在他的里面。
The Bible says we are born again by the Spirit.
圣经跟我们讲说，我们是由圣灵重生。
And so when we give our heart to Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes into our heart.
所以当我们把我们的心给耶稣基督的时候，圣灵就进到了我们的心里。
But that is only the beginning.
但这只是开端而已。
That's just a very initial step when we come to Christ and find salvation.
这只是我们得救的第一步。
Because God wants us to have that full and abundant life to live.
因为神要我们得丰盛的生命。
And in fact, the fullness of the Spirit.Is God's plan and God's intention for every single one of us.
实际上圣灵就丰丰富富的圣灵是神计划给我们每一个人的。
He does not want us to just be on the, just to step over into the salvation experience. Again, that's only the beginning of our life.
神要给我们不只是我们得救的这种起初的这种感觉，这个得救的这个起初的感觉只是我们成圣的第一步。
So what does it mean to be filled with the Spirit?
所以啊，被圣灵充满是什么意思呢？
Well, the first illustration would be to be filled to the top, like I said, with a cup or a glass.
第一个意思就是说，你要完完全全的被充满，就像你是一个杯子，那你要你这个充满是到杯顶这个地方。
And God wants the fullness of our commitment to Him, so He can fill the cup full to the top with the Holy Spirit.
神要我们完完全全的委身给他好让他能够完全的充满我们。
You see, when we're saved, the Holy Spirit comes into our heart.
当我们被救赎的时候，这个圣灵就进到我们的心里面。
But He does not occupy all of our heart.
但是呢，这个圣灵没有就是完完全全的充满我们的整个心。
There are many, many areas of our heart that have not yet been yielded to Him.
我们心里面还有很多很多的地方，我们没有完全的顺服给神。
And so, the fullness of the Holy Spirit means that we are filled to the top and emptied of our own self in our heart.
所以呢，被圣灵完全充满，这个意思就是说，我们要完全的倒空自己，让圣灵完完全全的充满每一个角落。
We find a picture of that in the scriptures when Jesus went fishing with the disciples.
当在圣经里面讲到，当耶稣跟他的门徒去捕鱼的时候
，they couldn't catch any fish.And Jesus, until Jesus told them where to find the fish.
这些门徒他们没办法找到捕鱼聚鱼很多的地方，是耶稣基督跟他们说到哪里捕鱼。
And when they found the right location for the fish, it says their nets were so full they could hardly even pull them into the boat. There were so many fish.
当他们到耶稣基督跟他们讲的那个地方的时候，他们捕满满的一网子的鱼，就是满到这一个程度，就是说他们要拉上来都很难。
It's kind of like those men who go out on the ships in the Deadliest Catch. Do you ever see that program on television, The Deadliest Catch, where they catch large crabs up there in the sea between China and America. The Deadliest Catch, you know about that program? Okay, we'll pass that one by. They hear it in English, okay? But they catch those large crates filled with crabs, and they love it when they get it full.
就是在有一个电视的节目里面就讲到说，有些人他们到大概近中国海的那个地方去就是去抓那个螃蟹，那他们到了那个地方可以抓到很多 很多很大的螃蟹。
So God wants our lives to be overflowing with His presence.
所以神要我们的生活是充充足足满满的充满了他。
Another meaning for the fullness of the Spirit could be to fill an area like you know the word diffusion, filled with the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
另外一个被圣灵充满的意思就是说，是用了一个物理的上面的词，就是你要让这个圣灵就是扩散到你每一个角落。
When you have your Chinese dinner here every once in a while.Once in a while you have a meal, what is it, about once a month you have dinner here?
Not anymore.
Not anymore? Well, when you did, the aroma of the Chinese food was everywhere.
我打一个比方，就是说你们每一个月大概都有一个聚餐，就在网上聚餐。那当你们在这边聚餐的 食物的美味就飘满了到到处都飘满了。
Where I live, there's a pizza restaurant right across the street from me.
啊，牧师他住的地方呢，对面就是一个披萨店。
When we came home last evening, we smelled the aroma of burned pizza.
啊，我们昨天回到家，回家的时候就啊。闻到那个被烧焦的披萨的那个气味。
That aroma had spread from out inside the restaurant, outside the restaurant, across the street, and I don't know how far that aroma went.
啊，那个气味呢，不仅是在店里面，在店外也是，而且到我们对街都是，我不知道究竟有多少个地方都能够闻到他们这个气味。
That could be another definition of the fullness of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
啊，这是就是被圣灵充满的另外一个比方。
When we have the Holy Spirit and we allow Him to have full control of our life will be a pleasant aroma to everyone around us.
当我们让圣灵来控制我们的来主管我们的所有。那么圣灵就能够充满我们，我们就能够成为馨香的气味。
It will be a spiritual aroma.
这个是属灵上面的气味。
And people will know that you are walking with God, even if you don't say anything about it.
这个馨香之气呢，就让人能够看到说，神是与你同行的，你不用说什么事。你不用说什么话。
And of course, another way to define the fullness of the Spirit is that God has full control of our lives.
啊，另外一个定义被圣灵充满，就是说神主管我们的一掌管我们的一切。
In other words, He dominates our life and He takes authority in our lives.
就是说他在我们生命中有绝对的主权。
So that sort of defines what it means when we say being filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以这就是我们要讲说被圣灵充满的意思。
And what is the purpose? Why does God want to fill us with His Spirit?
所以神为什么要让我们被圣灵充满呢？
First of all, I would say because God it's because the way God wants us to be in our lives, not just what He wants us to do.
就是这个，就是神要我们被圣灵充满，是因为他要我们成为他想要的人，而不是说只是看我们做什么事情。
You see, the fullness of the Spirit allows us to live a holy life.
啊，这个被圣灵充满，让我们能够过圣洁的生活。
It's the kind of person God wants us to be.
就是神要让我们成为的，就是一个圣洁的人。
The things we do for God come after that.
然后呢，因为我们是圣洁的人，那么我们能够做一些事情。
And what we do for God should come out of what we are, what we have become for God.
所以我们为神的所做的，是因为我们成为了这个圣洁的人。
It's a process that is transforming our lives.
这是改变我们人生的一个过程。
The scripture says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the Holy Spirit.
所以圣经里面告诉我们说，我们不要顺服于这个世界，而是要改变我们自己的人生。
Transformed into what?
所以神要我们改变成为什么样的？
Transformed into the image and the likeness of God Himself.
神要我们成为他的样式。
Can we do that?
我们能这样子做吗？
Is that possible?
我们做得到吗？
Well, if it were not possible, God wouldn't talk about it.
如果我们不能做的话，那神就不会。
What God says in His Word about for us is possible for us.
神对我们讲的都是我们能够做到。
And another reason for being filled with the Spirit is so that we can know Him better.
另外一个神要我们被圣灵充满，是因为神要让我们知道他更多。
We never stop learning, and God, the more we have of the Holy Spirit, the more we will understand about God.
我们被圣灵充满的更多，那么我们就能够明白神更多。
And the more we will understand about life itself.
这样子的话，我们也能够明白我们人生更多。
How could the writer of a song like "It Is Well with My Soul" go through what he went through?
这个我们刚刚唱到一首诗，就是说我的心得安宁。如果他这个作者没有这个信心的话，他怎能在那么困苦的环境底下写出这样的诗歌来
？He had to have had.The fullness of the Spirit of God in his life. He must have yielded himself to God to such a degree or an extent that he could accept the tragedies that happened in his life. And so we become filled with the Holy Spirit.So that we can know and understand all of life better.
所以呢，我们必须被圣灵充满，好让我们能够明白我们的人生更多。
It is sad that there are so many professing Christian people who know so little about God.
有时候真的想起来很悲哀，因为作为基督徒，有时候我们了解神的实在太少。
It's because they have not been willing to be in a place where they could learn so much more about God. That's one of the reasons that we come to church on a Sunday to learn about God. But that is only one little.Element, one little way that we learn about God. There are so many other ways we need to avail ourselves of Bible studies, small group studies, and prayer meetings and gatherings of different kinds.
We actually need more, like, for example, group meetings, for example.小组的聚会，比如说其他的一些聚会。
So we want to be filled with the Spirit, so we can be what God wants us to be.
所以我们被圣灵充满，是因为我们被圣灵充满的原因，是因为我们要成为神所想要我们成为的人。
And so that we can know what God wants us to know.
好让我们知道神要我们知道什么。
And also, so that we can learn how to serve God the best we can.
好让我们知道我们怎么样最好的去服侍神。
Because when we are filled with the Spirit, we are empowered by the Holy Spirit.
因为当我们被圣灵充满的时候，我们就大有能力。
So we can serve God in the best way we possibly can.
所以我们能够最好的服侍神。
Many people try to serve God without the Holy Spirit in their life.
有些人呢服侍神，但是他没有被他没有被圣灵充满。
That's not the way we are supposed to do it. We are to serve God in a way that the Spirit of God wants us to serve.
这种就是说只是靠自己服侍的，不是神所要的。神要我们是按着圣灵去服侍他。
Well, I just want to take now a few moments to share with you some steps that we may need to take to be filled with the Spirit.
So, 我接下来要讲的就是说，我们应该怎么样做才能被圣灵充满。
First of all, we need to desire that in our own lives.
第一个我们要做的就是说，我们要渴慕，要切慕。
The scripture says that I might know him. The apostle Paul says, oh, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
在圣经里面讲到说我我可以知道说我要明白他然后让这个就是复活的能力。
In other words, Paul had a deep desire to know more about God.
换句话说，就是保罗有这个渴慕的心。
Psalm 42 verse 1 says this.
在诗篇第四十二章第一节讲到。
As the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God.My soul is thirsty for God.
神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。
Do you desire to be filled with the Holy Spirit today?
你有这份渴慕被圣灵充满的心吗？
What is the deepest desire of your heart?
你在你的心中，你最渴慕的是什么？
I know that there are many things that we desire in our lives.
我知道在我们的人生中，我们渴慕有很多的事情。
For example, I know that having a very good education is a desire that everyone here has.
比如说我知道大家都希望有一个好的受好的教育。
Everyone has a desire to have a good job.That will meet their needs and their family.
每个人都渴望有一份好的工作，可以养家糊口。
But what is your deepest desire of your heart?
但是你在你的心目中，你最渴慕的是什么呢？
And I'm suggesting today that to be filled with the Spirit, you have to have a deep desire for that.
我今天要跟大家讲的就是说，你如果想被圣灵充满的话，那你首先你要就是在你的心目中，你最渴慕的就是被圣灵充满。
Like the psalmist said, "My soul pants for you." That means that you know, panting as the deer pants. I'm thirsty and I need something to drink.
就像在诗篇里面。讲到的，我的心渴慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。
I'm hungry and I need something to eat.
我很饿，我需要有东西吃。
My soul is hungry, so I need the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
我的灵魂很饥饿，所以我渴慕有圣灵充满。
And so the steps we need to take.To be filled with the Holy Spirit. Number one is desire.
所以呢，我们需要做的就是第一件事，就是说我们必须有这份渴慕的心。
Secondly, we need to decide to make the steps necessary to be filled.
第二个我们要做的就是说我们必须决意要这样子做。
That's more than just desire it. It's making the decision that I'm going to do it.
就是说，除了我们渴慕之外，我们要立志这样子做。
Galatians 5:25 says, "Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit."
在加拉太书第五章第二十五节这样子讲：我们若是靠灵得生，就当靠灵行事。
And that takes a conscious decision to decide to take the steps necessary to allow the Spirit's fullness in our lives.
所以就说我们要立志让圣灵来充满我们。
What are you going to do about it?
你怎么样准备怎么样做呢？
You see, the question is, first question is, what is your desire?The second question is, what are you going to do about it?
第一个问题就是说你渴慕的是什么？第二个问题就是说你要怎么样做？
Are you going to really take the steps necessary spiritually to have that fullness.
你愿意这样子立志去行事吗？让圣灵来充满你。
The third step is to empty ourselves of self.
第三个我们要做的就是说，我们要倒空我们的旧我。
Now this is a big one.
这个是一个很大的挑战。
The scripture says in Colossians 3:5, put to death whatever belongs to your earthly nature, rid yourself of all such things.
在哥罗西书里面第三章第五节讲到，要致使你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪。
I told you before that when we are born again, the Holy Spirit comes into our heart.
我之前讲到，就是说当我们重生的时候，圣灵就进到了我们的心里。
From that point on, it's a matter of emptying ourselves of ourself.
从那开始，我们就要开始倒空我们的旧我。
The Holy Spirit will only occupy the amount of room we allow him to occupy.
圣灵只是会充满我们愿意让他充满的地方。
If we give him half of our heart, that's all that he will occupy.
如果我们只是把一半的空间给他，那他所充满的只是一半的空间。
The tendency for us as human beings is to hold on to some of the areas of our heart. And not give them to God.
作为人，我们有一个就是趋势，就是想有一部分的空间，我们自己要紧紧抓住。
And the Holy Spirit can only control that which we have given to Him to control.
圣灵只能主管我们给他的那一部分。
So. Step three, we need to empty ourselves of self.
所以第三步我们要做的就是说，我们要倒空我们的旧我。
So the question is, what is God showing me that I need to give to Him?
所以换句话说，就是说神怎么样跟我们显示，让我们知道我们要把什么给他。
What areas of my heart have I not yet given to Him?
我在我们的就是心里面，我们还有一些什么东西我们没有给神。
And I think we all know what some of those things are.
我想大家都明白，就是你自己心里面还有一些什么东西你是没有办法放弃。
Many of them are listed in the scriptures.
很多。你没有办法放弃的那个很多是在圣经的章节里面提到的。
There are places in the Word of God where you can see a whole list of sinful things that God says we need to give up and give over to Him.
神在圣经里面跟我们列了很多就是罪性的很多东西，让我们要放弃这些。
It could be pride.
可能是骄傲。
It could be selfishness.
可能是自私。
It could be lust.
可能是贪婪。
It could be envy.
可能是嫉妒。
Or greed.
也可能是贪婪。
You know that. You know you've read that list before in the Bible.
我想大家都读过这些，在圣经里面读到这些事情。
So that's why we need to empty ourselves of self.To let the Holy Spirit have His full control.
So, this is why we must let the Holy Spirit have full control.
So, number four, we are to declare, declare that we are seeking His fullness.
The fourth is that we must declare that we are seeking His fullness.
2 Corinthians 7:1 says this, Since we have these promises, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates the body and spirit.
哥罗多后书第七章第一节 讲到亲爱的弟兄啊，我们既有这等应许，就当洁净自己，除去身体灵魂一切的污秽，敬畏神，得以成圣。
So God wants us to make the decision, have the desire, decide and empty ourselves, and then make that declaration, this is what I'm going to do.
所以神要我们做的就是要我们渴慕，要我们立志，要我们倒空自己，然后要我们宣告。
Are you ready to release yourself and your sins to the Holy Spirit?
你准备好了吗？你准备好把你的罪放下来，然后让圣灵充满你吗？
The wonderful thing is that God will help us when we do that.
作为基督徒最好的一点就是神会帮助我们。
He will not force us to do it.
他不会强迫我们去做。
You see that in this whole list, there are things that we need to do.
你看到刚刚看到就是说我们讲到我们应该做的是什么。
God has given us a mind and a will and a conscience to make these kinds of decisions.
神给我们这个心智心思意念给我们良心去做这些决定。
But once we make those decisions, God is right there to help us all the way through.
当我们一旦立志的时候，神就会帮助我们，而且是帮到底。
We do have to depend upon Him for the filling.
我们必须靠着他。
And so that is point number five, depend upon Him.
所以第五点就是要依靠神。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 23 and 24.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章讲到
It says, May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord.
这里面讲到的就是说让你的灵魂体被保持无可指责直到神再来的日子。
And so God, and it says, the one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it for you.
那呼召你的是信实的，他会帮助你。
And so where is your confidence today?
所以，你今天，你有这样的信心吗？
In other words, we can have confidence that God will do everything he has promised to do.If we do our part.
所以呢，我们必须有这份信心，就是说，如果我们做了我们该做的，那照我们的神是信实的，他必成就这事。
So how can we know that we are filled with the Spirit today?
所以我们怎样知道说我们被圣灵充满呢？
Well, first of all, I would say to you, it is a matter of faith. Faith in God, faith and trust in God that he will do what he said he will do.
我要跟大家讲的就是说，这是一个信心的问题，就是你对神的信心。
And you will know you are being filled with the Spirit as you see changes taking place in your life.
你会知道说当你被圣灵充满的时候你的人生就会改变
Changes in your heart
你的心就会改变
Changes in your thoughts
你的想法会改变
Changes in your attitude
你的态度会改变
You'll have a better attitude toward everybody
你对每个人都有更好的态度
You will think more positively
你会用更
You'll have greater confidence in your walk with God.
你跟神同行，你会更有信心。
The closer we walk with God, the more it will be evident to ourselves as well as to others.
你跟神走得越近的话，那你自己会感觉到，你周遭的人也会感觉到。
And by the way, this is something that is a continual process.
我要跟大家讲的就是说，这个是一个过程。
The literal translation in Ephesians 5:18, Ephesians 5:18 says to be filled with the Spirit.
在以弗所书第五章里面讲到说被圣灵充满。
But it really means to be continually filled with the Spirit.
它里面在实际上讲的是说连续的被圣灵充满。
In other words, it's an ongoing process that we need to be conscious of all the time in our lives.
换句话说，这个是一个过程，所以我们无论何时何刻都要非常的小心。
And it is a matter of our faith walk with Jesus Christ.
这是一个我们跟神同行的一个信心。
But God does want all of us to be filled with the Spirit.
我们的神要我们每一个人都被圣灵充满。
And may God help everyone here today to seek that in their life.
愿神帮助我们每一个人去寻求他。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Father, would you take these words?
神，愿你把这话语。
And apply them to all of our hearts today.
放在我们每个人的心。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名求。